still. Is the tune still? I'm here to dance, nothing more. Swing me around that hardwood floor. If you wanna run with me, crawl before you walk. The first step is the two step, then we'll talk.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A new twist in the real-life murder case made famous in the podcast Serial.
Maryland Supreme Court ruling that the 2022 hearing that freed Adnan Syed violated the rights of the victim's family and must be redone. Syed's conviction for the 1999 killing of his high school girlfriend, Haemin Lee, was overturned after flaws were found in the evidence. The 4-3 ruling means Syed's murder conviction remains reinstated for the foreseeable future. The justices did not order any changes to his release. Dave Packer, ABC News.
The U.S. has joined the investigation into the crash this week of an American-made F-16 Ukrainian jet. It went down during a mission to stop Russian drone attacks. Ukraine's president announcing today he fired Ukraine's Air Force commander, but did not state the reason. The big getaway for the Labor Day weekend is on today, marking the busiest holiday travel day at airports. But storms are also in store in the Midwest and South. This is ABC News. Police in Riverside County, California, say they now believe an elderly couple who lived at a nudist camp are dead, and their neighbor is under arrest after a raid at his house.
Police in Redlands moved in with force. A SWAT team destroyed the home of Michael Sparks after they got a tip that a missing elderly couple living at the nudist camp had been murdered by Sparks. He was their neighbor. They found him hiding under that home, and Carl Baker with Redlands Police says they believe the missing couple, Dan and Stephanie Menard, are dead in his house.
We are trying to locate the victims.
Cadaver dogs are being sent in to look for the bodies. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Norway preparing for a royal wedding this weekend. Princess Martha Louise will marry American Durek Verrett in a private ceremony. The 52-year-old princess is King Harald V's eldest child and the fourth in line for the Norwegian throne. Verrett, though, will not assume any royal titles or official duties. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
You're going to feel a puff of air.
Zhong's Optometry has set their sights on staffing up.
Try the next line. Hey, Kim, can you tell our 2 o'clock we're running 15 behind? Sorry, we're a bit backed up today.
He needs an optometric technician to keep an eye on it all.
Where are the dilation drops?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Summer's just getting started, so fill your cooler with the smooth and refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. It tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real brewed tea. And with a 5% kick of alcohol, Twisted Tea is perfect for the beach, the lake, or wherever you're hanging out and day drinking with your friends. Look for the bright yellow cans. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Aylin. Former President Donald Trump held a town hall event at a packed lacrosse center Thursday night. The Republican presidential nominee answered questions on several topics, including what Trump sees as the economic consequences of a Kamala Harris presidency.
You know, they destroy you with inflation, and then they want to destroy your Social Security, so it's not going to happen. But this is going to be the most important election in the history of our countries.
President Biden is scheduled to visit western Wisconsin next week. The region in the battleground state is also in the midst of a hotly contested congressional race. One of the Wausau area men accused in the beating death of Donald Mitchell in a Stevens Point parking lot has been found guilty of reckless homicide.
Arlen Sangster was found guilty of reckless homicide against an elderly person, which could land him in prison for up to 46 years during sentencing on December 3rd. He was found guilty of beating Mitchell earlier this year as he and two others were rummaging through Mitchell's vehicle looking for items of value to steal. This after their plans to spend the night at a nearby club were foiled because they couldn't find fake IDs that would get them inside. The trial was scheduled to run through Friday, but wrapped one day early. Mike Leishner, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Two Wisconsin residents have died and one has been hospitalized due to the West Nile virus. Department of Health Services disease epidemiologist Rebecca Osborne.
The illnesses for these three individuals all occurred in July. The Brown County case was an adult male in his 50s. This is an individual who died. The Fond du Lac County case was an adult male in his 70s who also died. And the Outagamie County case was an adult female in her 80s who was hospitalized.
West Nile has spread to humans, birds, and other animals through the bite of an infected mosquito. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
One in four people age 65 or older has a fall each year. Don't be one of them. The Pepin and Buffalo County ADRC is presenting a Stepping On workshop, an evidence-based workshop that focuses on fall prevention tips and tricks. Participants hear from experts on how to identify and remove fall hazards. Stepping On can help you avoid a dangerous and costly fall so you can keep doing the things you love to do. Classes meet weekly for 7 weeks, starting September 18th in Pepin. Call the ADRC of Buffalo and Pepin Counties to sign up or learn more about this free workshop.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Bright and beautiful today, with mild high temperatures still flirting with 80 degrees. We've got winds out of the northwest, and we stay clear tonight, falling to the mid-50s. And for tomorrow, a summery feel with abundant sunshine as highs reach the mid-80s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, 67 degrees.
This is AM 1430 WRDN, Duran Mondovi at Wabasha. The following program was pre-recorded.
I believe we're charging into Labor Day weekend already. We've got a lot to cover. The first interview of Vice President and candidate Harris. Much needed rain in the Midwest. Labor issues, college football season, the playoff race in baseball, hunting seasons, harvest. Man, what a great time of the year.
Live. Chip, I think actually you forgot to mention pumpkin spice. Via Farm Journal Studios, this is AgriTalk. This morning it's our Friday free-for-all with panelists Jim Wiesmeyer and Sean Haney. Directly following the news, Jennifer Scheich from Farm Journal's Pork. I'm handsome newsman Davis Michelson. Now say hello to the host of AgriTalk, Chip Flory.
All right, Davis. Hey, thank you very much. Yes, I did leave pumpkin spice. The only pumpkin spice that that I might partake in would be, you know, traditional pumpkin bars.
Okay. But
outside mm-hmm. of that?
Like with the cream cheese frosting kind
of
deal?
Yeah. Yeah, know what I'm talking about. Everybody. Yeah. When I say pumpkin bars, like 99% of the people listening know what I'm talking about.
Well, and there's a good portion that may know them as pumpkin bars rather than pumpkin bars. Pumpkin bars. Like that.
Yeah.
That's how my grandma always used to say it.
Pumpkin? Yeah.
You guys want some pumpkin bars?
No, that was her nickname for you there, pumpkin.
Oh, little pumpkin. Have another pork chop, little pumpkin.
Wow. Wow. Another pork chop. Not another mm-hmm. pumpkin bar, another pork chop. Pumpkin. Welcome to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. Glad that you are with us on this Friday morning. Yep. We got the free-for-all coming your way, and we've got a lot to discuss. Harris, in her first sit-down, mm-hmm. It's kind of weird, wasn't it, that her running mate, Walls, mm-hmm. was with her on this interview? And the reason that I say that is because there was so much. Why hasn't she done this yet?
Yeah.
Why hasn't she made herself available to the media discussion leading up to this that it felt to me like it was something that she should have done on her own?
Yeah, I would agree.
Okay. So we'll discuss that and what it meant. Now, listen, I don't have any problem whatsoever of the team sitting down to take questions together. No problem. If they want to do that going forward, I guess that's fine. It was just that it seemed weird this time because of all the lead up to this interview was so important. So we're going to discuss that. We'll start with the Harris interview when we get to the free-for-all. Wiesmeyer Haney coming up here in just a bit. Jennifer Shike right after we get the news from Davis.
Man, I got a lot of weather to talk about here. Widespread shower and thunderstorm chances from the plains to the east coast to start the holiday weekend, producing heavy rain and severe weather. Heavy rain and scattered flash flooding are possible along the Louisiana and upper Texas Gulf coasts. Record heat continues across the Ohio-Tennessee valleys into the southern Appalachians today, with relief on tap for the weekend. Much above average temperatures build across the Pacific Northwest, northern Great Basin, and into the northern Rockies, 75 degrees. And we're between rain showers right now in Kansas City.
Yeah. Dude, we got like an inch and a half of rain overnight.
Did you really?
Yeah, it's 72 nice. Degrees. This, after kind of a microburst of stress on Midwest corn and soybean crops, the rain that we had overnight, the cooler temperatures for the week ahead, it's exactly what it needs.
Yep. Well, I've got some more daily sales reported by private exporters. 132,000 metric tons of soybeans for delivery to China during the 24-25 marketing year. And 100,000 metric tons of soybean cake and meal for Colombia during the 24-25 marketing year. Lots of activity this week on the export side, Chip.
Well, yeah, and the bean booking pace has definitely increased. I don't know if it's enough to satisfy the analysts in the bean market, but it's certainly nice to see it.
Well, grain and livestock markets will trade normal hours today ahead of the extended holiday weekend. All markets and government offices are closed Monday, September 2nd, for Labor Day. For the month of August, both the S&P and Dow are up about 1.2%. The tech-heavy NASDAQ composite is down around a half a percentage point. A down August for the NASDAQ would mark back-to-back monthly losses for the index. The U.S. Core PCE Price Index, the Federal Reserve's preferred measure of underlying inflation, increased by 0.2% in July. That met market expectations. On a year-over-year basis, core PCE prices rose by 2.6%, and that's slightly below the anticipated 2.7%. This moderate inflation data supports the case for the Federal Reserve to begin cutting interest rates. A tenth of a percentage point miss here makes the case, Chip.
It's just the fact that it's at a 2.6%. Evidently, interest rate cuts are a reward for bringing the rate of inflation down, but it's still an inflation rate.
Well, we'll get more into this, but the Wall Street Journal in an editorial said Vice President Harris's comments in last night's CNN interview were, quote, a studied wink to her left flank that she's on their side, but she can't say so clearly until she's elected. The vice president said her day one priority, if elected, would be to start implementing her economic agenda, which she's described as an opportunity economy, saying one of her highest priorities is to do what she can to support and strengthen the middle class.
So what the Wall Street Journal is saying is that the campaign strategy is bait and switch.
Yes.
Bait them to the middle, switch them once you get elected. I don't think that's what we're looking for in a president. I'm just saying. Dude, we'll talk about that more in the free-for-all. Let's bring in Jennifer Shike from Farm Journal's Pork. Good morning, Jennifer. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good, good, good. Okay, the Carthage Veterinary Service Annual Swine Conference was this week. You were there. What do we need to know?
Well, it was a great conference. It was its biggest one yet. It really encouraged by the number of producers that were sitting there in the room. I think the heat probably helped bring people in as well, but the conference was full of a lot of great stuff. So we talked about issues from some of the disease pressures that we're facing, but they also just talked a lot about grit and how we need to continue, just kind of being gritty through this time. Yep. That's been pretty challenging. We had a great keynote speaker that is a psychologist from Clemson University who is really motivating to end the conference. We had some producers talking about their decisions to build. It was interesting because Joel Huber from Iowa said if he had the opportunity, they asked, would you build again today? And he said, yes, I would, because it was such a important business decision for their operation to move forward despite the challenges with our economy right now. So yeah. I guess I walked away feeling pretty optimistic about our industry, honestly.
That's exactly what I was going to ask you, was how you felt when this thing wrapped up. So it's good to hear that you're optimistic there, Jennifer.
Certainly challenges. We can't ignore yep. All of the challenges in the room. But, you know, I guess I was reminded of how gritty our producers are. And yep. it was encouraging. So good week.
Outstanding. Outstanding. Good stuff, Jennifer. Thanks. Get more on the swine conference and other pork issues. www.porkbusiness.com. Thanks, Jennifer. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
All right. We've got the free-for-all coming up next. Wiesmeyer, Haney, Michelson, and me right here on AgriTalk.
When it comes to growing soybeans, you need an advantage. And with Citavo soybean seed, you get a big one. 3.4 bushels per acre big. It's a yield advantage made possible by BASF Genetics, proprietary germplasm, and industry-leading seed quality. Talk to your retailer today about staying ahead of the game with Zatavo soybean seed, distributed exclusively by BASF.
The startup of another day. Caring for the land to make sure it's passed down for generations. Regenerative ag practices help build healthy soil, reduce erosion, and hold moisture. Now ADM will reward you for implementing cover crops and other conservation practices with incentives that could pay over $35 an acre. ADM appreciates all you do to protect your land and legacy, and we believe you should be rewarded for it. Visit ADMRegenerations.com to learn more.
Protecting your nitrogen is smart. And a nitrogen granule with a polymer coating that releases in response to conditions that promote plant growth? Well, that's me. I'm the environmentally smart nitrogen granule that gives the nutrition crops need when they need it, reducing nitrogen loss and increasing nutrient availability. Imagine feeding me to your fields. Me. Now, wait a minute. Hey, can I rethink this? ESN Environmentally Smart Nitrogen Fertilizer. Learn more at smartnitrogen.com.
La, 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 la.
Some things shouldn't be flat. But with GHX, you can maximize your acres with one flat price. While other brands sell by the bag, we sell seed by the acre to maximize your yield and profit potential. Our custom seed recommendations combine extensive product characterization and agronomic expertise to get the right product, population, and placement, all for one flat price per acre. Learn how at ghxseed.com/connect.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compure Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compure.com. Compure Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
Do you suffer from talking on the radio phobia? No problem. Send us a tweet at #AgriTalk.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip Flory. Glad that you are with us on this Friday morning. It's time for the free-for-all. Pro Farmer Policy Analyst Jim Wiesmeyer. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning. It's been another busy week on the political side.
Yes, it certainly has. But first, my Cubs are on their way to D.C.
Oh.
I think
I may actually go watch them.
I think it's in D.C. Or maybe it's in Wrigley. I don't know. You might want to check that. I know we got the Nationals this weekend. And here's the deal. The Cubs have just got to climb through two teams, somehow, some way, climb through two teams to get to the postseason. That's where we're at. We're two games over 500, five games out of the wild card, dude.
Wow. Wow, that's good news.
Yeah, and we've got the Nationals, and we've got Pittsburgh, and, I mean, it's the schedule for the rest of the season kind of favors the Cubbies.
Well, we have a number of rookies on the Nats team that are looking pretty good for the future.
Yeah. So yep. Watch well, it. Yeah, they are playing for the future, though.
Yeah, that's true. So are the Cubs, even if they get in the playoffs.
Even if they get in the playoffs, they are playing for the future. You are absolutely right. You are absolutely right. Sean Haney, Real Agriculture, Real Ag Radio. Dude. You got a few more teams than what the Cubs do to get into the playoffs. The Blue Jays do.
They unloaded at the deadline, and they've been playing almost better baseball with the group, the young kids they got, than what they shipped away. So they really won that deal with Houston. And hey, yeah. Chip, big yeah. shout out to the NDSU Bison last night, almost yeah. knocking off Colorado. Oh,
that's right.
I was so hoping it felt so close, but they played fantastic.
Well, they covered the spread. Let's not forget that. So there's a lot of people that are happy about that. And as the newest member of the Big 12, come on. We're one of the newest members. I don't know if it's the newest. But, I got to support Colorado now. I just do. I just do. Absolutely. Absolutely. No. Go Buffs. Coach Prime.
Come
Let's
on.
Go.
Well, I've got a great sports weekend lined up. I'm going to see the Dodgers at D-backs tonight. So Zach Gallen versus Clayton Kershaw. Okay, mm-hmm. Going to that. And then tomorrow, an all-day affair, I'm going to go watch the ASU Sun Devils play Wyoming. So I got a great weekend lined up.
Good for you. Good for you. And Davis, the Royals, you can't say that they are locked in to the postseason,
no.
but they, as of right now, they've got a spot.
Well, with a loss, I think they just lost to the Astros. We still got them for two more in this series. We're a game and a half out of first place in the AL Central, 75 yeah. and 60. We got a 556. Dude, we got to get through the Orioles and the Yankees, really, I think is where we need to set our sights. If we can get past the Astros, and then the Royals, and then the Yankees. That's fine. But bad news,
what?
The Pasquatch broke his thumb out for the rest of the season.
Wow.
So I don't know.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, news. Well, that's an interesting take, an mm-hmm. interesting take on what's going on there for the Royals.
Absolutely.
All right. I don't know if you're going to be able to get past, you know, quote-unquote, past the Yankees being in different divisions and everything.
I don't really know how it works, but it does seem like they have a little bit better record than us by PCT.
They do.
Well, whatever that is.
Plus a guy named Judge that seems to hit about three home runs every game. So there's that.
I've heard about that guy. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. And the good news for all of us is we are not 42 games out of the wild card race, that being the Chicago White Sox at 31-104. They're chasing history. We got to pay attention. All right, let's get to it. Jim Wiesmeyer, let's get your take on the sit down with Harris. Now, I do want to say this. I do not like the fact that it was a recorded interview and we don't know what was cut from this conversation.
Yeah, I want to see what's laying on the table. Plus, it was an odd one. You know, we're news people, Chip, and there wasn't much meat on that bone, you know, when I watched it. And it was an odd way to do the interview. It looked like a promo at the beginning. I thought it was into the fourth minute before we had the actual first question, you know. So I thought, wow. But she's staying very general on things, and that must be a smart process. She's talking more about temperament and things like that. That's advantageous to her. But anybody with a pulse knows she's not going to be that different from Joe Biden, for better or worse. She's just not as old.
Right. Haney, your take?
Yeah. Still find it incredibly odd having the VP candidate Tim Walz as a seatbelt beside. Strange. I heard your opening, Chip. The big question is she trying to do that switcheroo where, you know, she explained why her policy thoughts, although not very detailed, but the policy thoughts we do know, why she has changed on them. The question is, what does that look like post-presidency?
Right.
She is looking like, whether you like her politics or not, she's looking like a more, less, there's some stability there. I don't know the best way to describe it, but, you know, not a good week again for President Trump. What happened at the Arlington Cemetery? Like, this is, again, not focused, having your eye on the prize.
Yeah. And speaking of the eye on the prize, I mean, that what Davis talked about in the news, that Wall Street Journal editorial. I got it right here. Studied wink to her left flank that she's on their side, but can't say so clearly until she's elected. The Wall Street Journal is coming out and saying that that the campaign strategy is bait and switch, Jim.
Yeah. Well, she's clearly going. She's tracking to the middle, to the center,
and
speaking to the independent voter, who Trump does not talk to.
Refuses to.
Yes.
Refuses. You know, but having said all that, I heard some great perspective this week from Mark Halpern from Wide World of News, who he says, you know, based on private polling data that he has seen, he believes that Harris is going, you know, her popularity is floating back to where she was pre the switch with Biden. And he thinks that this road is incredibly much more tougher for her than people are being led to believe out there in the media.
See, and I would think she's got this huge emotional wave. Suddenly, oh, now everyone's very excited and she's got this wave. Let's not mess that up by saying anything that might, you know, actually threaten that by taking a position on something that might risk being unpopular somewhere. We got to keep this emotional thing going, and as long as we do that, specifics, why would we need specifics? They'll just get in the way.
Well, you saw it in the questions. You saw the initial questions to her by CNN were good, but the follow-up, there were very few follow-up questions, and we all know as farmer reporters, it's not your initial question. It's to listen to the initial answer and ask the follow-up.
Exactly.
That rarely happened yesterday.
So, and a word of warning to America, just to give you a bit of a case study, when you vote totally on joy and hope, that's how we ended up with Justin Trudeau in Canada. So that was a vote of joy and hope and optimism and Canada's back and all those kinds of things. And hey, he had quite a long run, but he's now down 20% in the polls and we're going back conservative whenever the next election is.
Yeah, right. Right. I just find it amazing that we are heading into Labor Day weekend in an election year, and we are still trying to figure out the platform of the candidate who sits atop the Democratic ticket. That leaves me a bit baffled here. And when you look at the flipping that has taken place on the border wall, on fracking, and I still don't have a good answer on her tax plans, because the tax on unrealized capital gains, this scares the heck out of me, you guys. What if a 60-year-old farmer is out there, he bought an acre for $5,000, it's now at $10,000. Is that farmer going to have to pay taxes on $10,000 an acre to be able to farm it next year?
Well, now they're saying that it might be limited to those making $100 million, but we'll see. Yeah. But notice last night, were there any tax questions?
No.
No.
Well, in her speech, too, she talked about a tax cut to the middle class, which is something I'm surprised she's not hammering down and talking about more.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Well, you know, in a lot of these cases, and I've seen it on Trump-leaning news coverage, that why all of a sudden is Harris taking some of the policy positions of Trump? We'll discuss that a bit more when we come back on the free-for-all here on AgriTalk.
Always up early, always getting the job done, always working as hard as you can, always pushing for more, because you never settle. For farmers who seek outstanding performance they can count on, the only brand is DeKalb Corn. Featuring a broad portfolio of products precision bred to maximize profit potential on every field. DeKalb brand, never settle. See us at DeKalb.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
For some farmers, soybeans are on their mind 24/7. If you're all about the beans, then Asgrow brand is all about you. That's why we've dedicated ourselves to developing truly localized products. Products with leading genetics and top-tier weed management. Products that maximize the profit potential on every acre you've got. You're serious about soybeans, and we're serious about your success. Visit Asgrow.com. It's all about the beans. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
Double-digit gains in the milk markets with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnikins at the Mercantile Exchange. September milk up 26 to 22.44. October up 31 to 22.93. November up 35 to 22.63. December milk up 41 to 21.99. Cattle markets and hogs are moving up mostly higher. We have seen some higher boxed beef prices today, and that's helping to support the markets, even though the cash markets really haven't been supportive of all. But ahead of that Labor Day holiday weekend, traders willing to move live cattle higher because of the higher live cattle markets. Feeder cattle following suit, moving higher. The hog markets, meanwhile, moving mostly higher as well. That positive export inspections report helping to support the markets from yesterday, and that continues with the buying interest today. August live cattle up 97 cents to 185.85. September feeder cattle up $1.47 to $2.40.97. October hogs up 40 cents to $82.57. Chicago Board of Trade today. Corn, soybeans, and wheat all moving mostly higher. Weather is providing mixed signals. Good rains have fallen in the northwestern corn and soybean belts, but hot, dry weather continues to plague the southern and eastern half of the belt. Look for crop conditions to drop next week, and that has grain markets higher. September corn up 5.5 to 3.77 1/4. September beans up 7.75 to 9.81 1/2. September wheat up 5.5 to 5.30 1/2. I'm Brian Winnikins.
Efficiency is critical for your farming or dairy operation, so extending the life of your equipment, walls, flooring, and machinery by adding plastic liners installed by Osseo Plastics and Supply only makes sense. Plastic liners wear longer than steel, and they clean up fast. The call to Osseo Plastics will save you valuable downtime and lower repair costs for years to come. Make the smart choice and call Osseo Plastics and Supply. Have them help you become more efficient with your money and time with plastic liners and resurfaced equipment and flooring from Osseo Plastics and Supply.
Well, now, which would you rather have? World-class seed genetics and traits, or seed that's been tested and proven to yield in your area? Well, with Pioneer, you get both, plus the support of a dedicated local team. For the unbeatable combination of elite seed genetics, local knowledge and insights, and rigorous local testing, contact the team at Bowers Seeds and Service, your local authorized Pioneer sales representative serving the Durand area. At Pioneer, our name is our mission, and what's next happens here.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. Knowledge is power. We're here to charge your batteries. AgriTalk.
Welcome back. We're in the middle of the free-for-all. Davis Michelson, Sean Haney, Jim Wiesmeyer, and me, Chip Flory. talking about the issues out there. So I said it at the end of the last segment. On some of the policy issues that, and the thing is, these are being floated by her team. I haven't really heard a whole lot of this from candidate Harris, Vice President Harris, herself, but it does seem in some of these issues, like a couple of the tax issues, the border wall, that Jim, she seems to be talking about President Trump's stand on some of these issues. Am I reading it wrong?
Well, let's put it this way. If she keeps it up, she could be a Republican candidate in the future. Okay?
A Republican candidate, but I mean, I don't know if she could be a Republican president because of what we were talking at the start. I mean, it just feels like there's so much bait and switch happening.
She's a Trojan horse candidate now.
Yeah.
Okay. That's harsh, but it's true. Let's just dissect real briefly on the fracking. In a 2019 CNN climate town hall as a presidential candidate, she said, quote, "There's no question I'm in favor of banning fracking." Then last night, she said she since changed her mind and said she made clear on the debate stage in 2020. I guess that referred to her vice presidential debate with Mike Pence. But I went back and looked at the transcript. She didn't actually say she changed her own position on the issue. She said then Democratic nominee Joe Biden, quote, "will not end fracking." She didn't really say why her position on fracking changed, but said she now believes, quote, "we can grow and we can increase a thriving clean energy commodity economy without banning fracking." That's having it both ways.
Well, okay, I can tell you really why, because she needs Pennsylvania, and Pennsylvania, you know, it was probably 2 weeks ago. I forgot a digit when I said what fracking was worth to the state of Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Okay. I missed a digit. I said it was a $5 billion business. It's not. It's $75 billion business.
That's all you need to know. That's all you need to know.
It's super easy to talk for her to own some of Trump's policies and talk about them because he refuses to. So he's opened up, like, honest to goodness, he has opened up this lane. If he would just change course and talk about his policy, she couldn't take ownership of them. And that is the fundamental piece of this campaign that is giving her this opportunity. Does she really believe in them? Who knows? But this is what appealing to the middle looks like, and trying to take some of this ground in these swing states. It's that simple.
It will be interesting to see what happens when she is back out on the campaign trail and some of those on the left say, "Hey, wait a minute, what's going on with fracking?"
Oh, absolutely.
"Hey, wait a minute, what's going on with the wall?" It's going to be interesting when the far left starts asking her questions about why did you change.
And remember, she is not a Nancy Pelosi, where she is able to command and just move people in their positions. She has been put in this position on a very quick manner. She does not have the internal political power to maybe quiet that side of the party. It's going to be a massive challenge for her, and I'm not sure that she's up to that.
Right. Okay. Let's move on. FOMC meetings coming up September 17th through the 18th. Most expect a rate cut. Most expect at least a quarter. Many expect a half point. Powell hasn't done anything to discourage the idea that they're going to cut rates at the September FOMC, right, Jim?
Yeah, he has not. And it would be a shocker if they didn't. So, yeah, the question boils down to, is it a 25-point reduction or a 50-point? Some people say if it's a 50-point, that would signal the Fed thinks that there's more problems with the U.S. economy than there is. But you go back to when they started increasing, there were some 50 points and more, several 75-point increases, Chip.
Right.
So I would side with a 50-point reduction myself, but they probably won't go that way.
Yeah, on the way up it went quarter, quarter, three-quarter, 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 three-quarter.
Yep.
So,
and that's what we'll probably see in the months ahead. November 6th, they'll have one. They probably won't do anything then. And then December, they'll cut again. It looks like every other month. If they go every month, then they must be seeing something.
Right. Yeah. And the U.S. is late here. You know, other G7 countries have been cutting. We're expecting another 25-point cut in Canada next week. That would be 75 points. From the top, that in the over the last 3-4 months, but the U.S. economy has been stronger than other G7 nations through this period. So no surprise, the U.S. is at the back end of all of this. The question, okay, though, also is, what is the market? How does the market react if they go 50? Like, I think it would be a pretty sharp move to the upside in that week. Probably people already betting, you know, placing some of those bets.
Well, the housing market will cheer.
That's exactly right.
There was a great article in the Wall Street Journal this week about, you know, we're talking about wage growth and things like that during this period, about companies trying to average down. So jobs, and I'm paraphrasing numbers, but, you know, like somebody was paid $100,000 for a job previously. Now they're trying to hire it for like $75,000, $80,000. And they feel that the leverage is swinging back to companies in not being held ransom on new entrants to the workforce.
It is.
Yeah. You know, we get the jobs data next week on Friday. That, I think, is probably the last piece of information that they're going to look at before we get to the, I shouldn't say the last piece, but it's an important piece of information that the Fed will look at before they get to the next FOMC meeting. And quite frankly, guys, I don't know why they should wait for that information, because you want to talk about evidence of cooking the books. Jobs data is where it's at on a monthly basis, and on that major revision that we had. Obviously, the books were cooked on the jobs data, Jim.
Well, I'm looking at the unemployment rate. I don't care. Yeah, I can't trust the jobs numbers anymore. I haven't for at least a year. But the unemployment rate, if that continues to go up, they better go 50 basis points.
Yeah, interesting. Okay, we got the long term baseline outlook from FAPRI this week, Jim, and give us a summary on it. I'll just say this: it doesn't paint a real pretty picture for profitability in farming.
No, but it's more realistic than what USDA is saying right now. Their farm income update comes out, farm income estimate comes out September the 5th, I believe. The one line I got out of that FAPRI, and I know the people there, I respect them, is that the current prices will be around for up to 5 years, Chip. That's pretty somber.
It certainly is. And it suggests that there will be a benign weather situation over the next 5 years. And we've gone through stretches where that has happened. I just think that is asking a lot. And there are issues that will bring some volatility into the markets and present some opportunities to sell at profitable levels. We just need to jump on those opportunities when they come. The whole thing kind of, if we could bring some demand back, guys, that's a big part of it. And Haney, the ag trade deficit that we're looking at here in the U.S. is certainly part of the problem for agriculture going forward.
Yeah, for sure. And you know, big shout out to John Newton, chief economist with the U.S. Senate committee, on some of his graphs and stuff. I wish I could make graphs like that guy. It really shows up in horticulture. And we've talked about this last month. You know, we're looking at a trade deficit for horticulture of $63 billion. So, yeah, like when we talk about the trade deficit, there's issues in corn and beans and you know, livestock and dairy, but this number is highly driven to the downside by what's going on in horticulture, and there's also impact of UCO for sure.
But look for perspective. I learned early on when I worked at Doan Ag Service to not only look at the value, but to look at the quantity.
Yeah.
And when you look at the quantity, corn and soybean shipments are not that bad, Chip. But it's the price. It's the value. Price.
It's the value. Yeah.
We're shipping it out, but it's just the value. So, you know, just perspective.
Yeah, the horticulture thing that Haney is pointing to is the head of the nail. It's exactly where the big problems are, and we've just absolutely ruled and regulated our horticulture industry out of the game.
Yeah.
It is so expensive on the labor side for those guys now, with the housing and the minimum wages and the insurance and everything else that comes along with seasonal labor on these vegetable and fruit and nut farms out there. We've just made it cheaper to import the labor that it takes to grow fruits and vegetables.
Unfunded
mandates. That is exactly right, Jim. That's a big, big issue for the guys out there. We'll be back to wrap up the free-for-all next.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Roots. We plant them, we feed them. They are the foundation. This is Matthew with Bluff Country Feed and Seed. Remember biology class in high school? Most of us didn't get it or slept right through it. Well, we didn't, and we can help build your soil's biology. And biology can be the key to unlocking that next bushel and to help your plants thrive. Strong roots make for thriving communities. Plant your roots with Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you know that these days, generating growth is a challenge. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll not just stay ahead of the curve, you'll move it. With access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
Joining us now, Ken O'Brien, agronomy innovation leader at Corteva. Ken, one of the things that has always impressed me about the Corteva Pioneer is the amount of field testing that the company does. Tell me about it.
Yeah, we're the leader in agronomy, in my opinion, and we back that up with an awful lot of field testing. There are literally across the U.S. and Canada tens of thousands of corn, soy, and other plots, kind of the standard plots that you're used to seeing where we're testing those elite corn and soy genetics. But we're also looking at things like biologicals products and doing a lot of other on-farm testing and trials as well to answer questions from our customers.
Fantastic. You know, rootworm issues are common again. What is Pioneer doing to fight that?
The newest thing we're talking about, you'll hear an awful lot of talk about our Vorceed rootworm trait. It's doing a great job of helping us manage rootworm populations. Chrome is also still doing a great job for us, so I don't want to unsell the value of Chrome, but we're doing some capturing of adult rootworms to do mapping and monitoring of populations so that we can give customers better advice on where they're going to need advanced management practices.
Yeah, fantastic. And the Z Series beans are in the field this year too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of excitement around Z Series soybeans out there in the fields this year. And we're doing some trials there as well. Just to follow along with everything else I've been talking about, we have some trials where you can visibly be able to see some of the agronomic advantages that they bring in, some of the iron deficiency chlorosis and some of the other agronomic advantages that are visual. Those side-by-sides are pretty powerful when you can visually see a healthier soybean plant.
All right. Where can listeners go for more information, Ken?
I suggest you start with your Pioneer sales representative or field agronomist, and pioneer.com is also a great resource for agronomic information.
Excellent, Ken. Thank you so much. That is Ken O'Brien, agronomy innovation leader at Corteva.
My name is Grant Bell. I'm 21 years old, and I'm from Sullivan, Indiana. Becoming a Sweetwater Technologies franchise partner has allowed me to return to the home farm and diversify my income source. Drones are the future, and they really are a solid agronomic endeavor. We're flying at 28 feet per second, getting a nice uniform swath across your field, really blowing down that product into the canopy. We're having great success this summer, and I'm really excited to see where things go. Apply today to become a partner at SweetwaterTechnologies.com.
Boost your crop's health with Brandt Smart KB. Brandt's advanced delivery system ensures essential nutrients like potassium and boron reach crucial growing points. Apply it with your fungicide for streamlined operations and enhanced plant vigor. Take control with Brandt Smart KB and see the difference in crop health and yield. Learn more at Brandt.co. That's Brandt.co.
Chickens have come home to roost. Find out whose fence they're perched on today on AgriTalk.
We got to go a little bit rapid fire through some of the issues here to get everything in before the end of the free-for-all here on AgriTalk. Jim Wiesmeyer, Sean Haney, Davis Michelson, and me here to wrap things up for you. Number one, couple of texts during the break there, Jim. You're good to go this weekend. The Cubs are playing in D.C. against the Nationals.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah. There you go.
Get a good seat.
There you go. I think you can probably still get a good seat to that game.
I get any seat I want at the Nats game.
Yeah. Unless, of course, and you know how the Cubs fans travel.
That's true.
It could be a full stadium this weekend.
Try getting a Cubs cap at O'Hare. I tried to get a Cubs cap the last trip to O'Hare, and I couldn't find one. That's stupid.
That is a little crazy. That's a little cray cray. Well, you know what? If you're in Terminal F or G, and which I'm sure you weren't, you might be able to find that.
Okay. Jim, come over. Jim, come on over to the Kansas City airport. We'll fix you up. We'll get you a hat. We'll get you a T-shirt. Yeah. We'll get you a soda. We'll get you. All
I like
set
a KC. I like their cap.
It's blue. It's a good color, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I like blue.
Jim, if you got time in O'Hare, why are you looking for a Cubs hat? You should be spending your time at Wicker Park Sushi. Like,
they got Taylor Swift shirts over at Kansas City Airport. Just saying.
I would suggest the Berghoff. Okay, if we're talking O'Hare hotspots. Another text during the break. He says we are clearly in a Weekend at Bernie's situation. Wants to know who is in charge, because Biden is not calling the shots right now. Jim, is it Blinken? Is it who?
Blinken a lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
And sad. And the farmer Obama officials inside the Biden administration. Yeah. It's sad. It's scary.
Yeah.
Autopilot.
Yeah.
The United States is on autopilot. It is all right. Shirley, you must be kidding, Roger. All right, let's go ahead.
Don't call me Shirley.
Great movie.
Here we go.
Great.
Yeah.
There's a sale at Penny's.
Excellent. Davis Michelson.
Yes.
What do you make of Koch buying the nitrogen plant down at Weaver, Iowa?
Dude, I don't know. I was down at the groundbreaking. What was that?
2013
or 14, 15, not have been quite that long ago. It was Orascom, an Egyptian company that bought a Des Moines construction company to build this facility here. And one of the things that farmers had liked about this was it's not one of the usual suspects. It's a whole different company. We get a little competition in here. This feels healthy. Now we go back to the Koch brothers. It'll be interesting to see what happens. I don't know if there'd be a nitrogen price response or not. I would hope not.
Well, we wondered for a long time where the reaction in the market was to this new supply coming out of the middle of the Corn Belt. Mm-hmm. I mean, they were putting product on the market, right?
Absolutely they were. They were doing,
yeah.
I think both flavors of UAN, they were doing urea, they're doing, some liquid stuff. Yeah.
Do you remember the price tag on it to build it?
Was it $1.3 billion?
Yeah. They're basically doubling up their money.
Yeah.
So,
well,
that's, and Coke is probably, even with the Egyptians doubling up their money, they're still, the Koch brothers probably still think they're getting themselves a pretty good deal down there, don't they?
I would think so. I would think
so. Because
it's
like 3.6 or 3.8 billion.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah. I mean, it's static demand for the life of the plant,
Yeah, that's exactly right. Any update on the Canadian rail?
Canadian rail. I was just going to say, in fertilizer news, Nutrien also restructuring their Brazilian business, stock down like 25%. In the last year, they're reorganizing there and big write down. They had a rogue employee lose like a couple hundred million dollars in the derivative market. That's never good.
Yeah.
But Canadian Rail going to binding arbitration. Not a lot of details in the timelines for that. Railways have been working all week to get back up to speed. So rail is moving. I saw the BNSF lifted their embargo on shipments to Canada, so that's good. We await this binding arbitration under this contract extension. So, but there is an appeal by CPKC, and again, no timelines on when that appeal will be heard or a decision being made. So we're back operational, which is a positive.
Okay, all right, Jim, what are you watching to highlight in coverage in the week ahead?
Well, with Labor Day, that's really the real start of the campaign. So I want to see at near the end of the week, the surveys, what they say. I think that'll be your first solid barometer, especially for the key swing states of Pennsylvania, North Carolina, I think is slipping out of Trump's hands, and the key Senate race in Montana.
Right. Yeah. Right. Hester's behind.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. That's what it looks like. Hey, real quick, a little perspective from producer Big Apple Joe Stackler. One of the reasons he is theorizing that one of the reasons that candidate Harris had her running mate Walz in the interview with her is because she did not appreciate not the way that she was treated in the early days of the Biden-Harris administration, and wants her VP to have a more active role than what maybe she was allowed to have. Jim?
That makes a little sense. Yeah, I just never thought that was that important to have him on anyway, but I know Trump and Vance had a joint one right after the convention with Waters on Fox. Yeah. Nobody cried foul on that one, to be fair.
Right. You got that right. That right. That is, and that's the reason that I took as much time to explain my concern at the start of the show. It was the lead up to this. The anticipation of that first conversation with Harris. Guys, yes. We could do this for another hour. Good grief. Have a great, great long weekend. Jim Wiesmeyer, Pro Farmer Policy Analyst. Thanks, buddy.
Sure.
All right, Sean Haney, Real Agriculture, Real Ag Radio. Thanks, man. Have a great weekend.
Enjoy week one, everybody.
Yeah, that's right. Davis Michelson, I'll talk to you this afternoon.
Can't wait.
Right here on AgriTalk.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine, not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
And the Ad Council.
When it comes to growing soybeans, you need an advantage. And with Citavo soybean seed, you get a big one. 3.4 bushels per acre big. It's a yield advantage made possible by BASF genetics, proprietary germplasm, and industry-leading seed quality. Talk to your retailer today about staying ahead of the game with Citavo soybean seed, distributed exclusively by BASF.
It's better over here. If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has an exclusive rate plan just for you. Right now, get two lines of talk, text, and data for just $30 a line. That's a 45% savings versus Verizon and AT&T. Plus, you can get one of the latest 5G phones free when you add a line. That's right, a free 5G phone. Experience all this and more on America's